We appreciate you, Lord. We are grateful. Oh Lord, I am grateful, Lord.
We are grateful. Oh Lord.
Brethren, I want you to sing that song like you mean it. If you are really grateful, today is the 15th of December 2019. We have only 2 more weeks to the end of the year. I want you to sing that song from the bottom of your heart like you really mean it, that you are grateful.
We are grateful. Oh Lord. For us, we are grateful, oh Lord.
Thank you, Father. We are so grateful. Yesterday we were here for the workers' retreat. And I look around left to right, and I look and I see that we are all still together. And I find out that no one is missing. And I realize that each and every one of us, God has increased us in one way or the other. The Bible says, I have been young, now I am old. The writer of that verse is referring to a time frame. Maybe he was 1 year old when he was writing that. I don't know. He said that I am old. Maybe he's 100 years. That's a time frame. He said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. That is, in my lifetime, it has never happened. I pray for you this morning. You will not be forsaken in the mighty name of Jesus. For any reason in this world, you will not bear for bread in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the long lion do lack and suffer hunger. They said that those who believe in the Lord, they will never ever suffer any good thing. I decree. Henceforth, you will not suffer any good thing in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. We just finished the workers' retreat, like I said yesterday. And I personally believe that each and every one of us, from the children, to the men, to the women, to the elders, to the youth, we are all co-laborers in his vineyard. Pastor said it yesterday, said, without you, without me, without the children, without the elder, there is no church. So each and every one of us, we are all workers in his vineyard. And we have contributed in one way or the other to the progress of this church. I pray for you this morning. Your faithfulness, your going and coming every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Thursday, your faithfulness to Almighty will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. Let us see. Let us open our Bible to the book of Matthew 42, verse 47. Oh, Matthew 24, sorry. Let us read Matthew 24, 42 to 47. If anybody is read, you can read.
Praise the Lord. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allow his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods.
Praise the Lord. I wrote this message between 2 to 4 a.m. this morning. I had a message before because the calendar was there. I knew about almost 20 days that I'm going to minister today. But after yesterday, I wrote this message. It's not a message per se. It's just a word of encouragement, a reassurance that your labor in his vineyard will never go in vain. I don't know what you are going through right now. I don't know how you see your world or how you see your life right now. But I can assure you, because you are faithful, because you are faithful, the Almighty God will make you a ruler unto so many things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You can go and read Matthew 13, 34 to 37, and Luke 12, 35 to the end. All these Bible verses, all the Bible verses talk about a faithful servant. You can title the message Faithful Servant, it doesn't matter. A faithful servant. They all talk about how important for faithful servant to keep watch and be steadfast in the vineyard. And guess what? There is always a reward. My prayer for you this morning is that you will be rewarded. I say you will be rewarded in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, let us open our Bible to the book of Matthew 25, 23. And this is where the whole message is all about. Matthew 25, 23. I want somebody to read if you are there.
Servant, you have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says that you, a good and faithful servant, you have been faithful over this little thing, over this little church. And guess what he said? I will set you over much. And that is why I know that today, not tomorrow, the Almighty will enlarge you. I say today, not tomorrow, God will enlarge you in the mighty name of Jesus. It is not my word, that is the word of God. Brethren, it said, does anybody have NLT? If you have NLT, I want you to read. Bobby, you are there? Please read.
The master said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together.
Praise the Lord. And that is why I know that today, not tomorrow, you will continue to celebrate in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The other side of the Bible says that enter into the joy of your Lord. I prophesy from this moment, because you have been faithful, your joy shall be full. I say your joy shall be full. That joy, that kind of joy that God will give you, that will have no sorrow, receive it today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will never be diminished. It doesn't matter your state right now. You will never ever be diminished because of your faithfulness. The Almighty will enlarge you in the mighty name of Jesus. NIV says, if you have NIV, you can read it. He said, I will put you in charge of many things. And that is why I know that this morning, henceforth, you will rule in your kingdom. I say you will rule in your kingdom. I don't know what your kingdom is. I know where my kingdom is. Yours may be in engineering. Yours may be in nursing. Yours may be in teaching. Yours may be in ministry. Yours may be in accounting. I say you will rule in your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you find yourself, wherever you are working right now, whatever career that you have chosen, whatever business that you have right now, you will continue to rule in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know why I know? Because the Almighty God will promote you. How it is going to happen, just leave that to God. Beyond your imagination, God will lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, I will make you ruler of many things. It's good to be faithful. And my prayer this morning is that everyone will put you in charge in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That mercy, that grace that will turn your life around forever, receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible verse that our mommy just read in NLT said that I will give you much responsibility. Let's celebrate. And that is why I know that very soon, not too long, in fact, from today, some of you will be controlling multinational. Some people did not say amen. They said, brethren, I said some of you will be controlling multinational in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be controlling regions in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be controlling states in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, I will make you the father of many nations. That's the word of God. That is not from me. So, many nations means, many nations mean multinationals. So, you will be the father. You will be the ruler. And you will be in charge of many responsibilities. So, shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what? Some of you will be walking in red carpet very soon. Red carpet. My wife sent me a video yesterday. I just look and I smile. I say, God, I just thank you. They have whatever end of the year party, and I look at those carpets. Red carpets. Red carpets. Red carpets. You will be walking in red carpet very soon. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I don't know what the desire of your heart is right now. But one thing I know the desire of my heart. But I want to give you an assurance that that one thing that you have been crying, that you have been calling on the Almighty God, that God, if you can do this, if you can make this happen, if this can just happen, receive that thing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because it is not my word. The Bible says that let's celebrate together. Because you will receive that thing, you will celebrate in the mighty name of Jesus. Hannah said, I pray for this child. And I got it. So that thing that you have been praying for, you will get it in the mighty name of Jesus. And she said, those that hear about the news, they rejoiced with me. That is why I know that men, women, black, white, they will rejoice with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Before the end of this year, some of you will throw a party. And you will invite me. I will invite you in the mighty name of Jesus. If your amen can roar, by this time tomorrow, you will call the pastor and say, Pastor, my story has changed. The theme of this year's Congress, I listened Word for word. I have never paid so much attention in my life. Never. Word for word from Daddy Gio is great turn around. How it is going to turn around? Don't worry about it. Don't brainstorm. Don't analyze. That is not your responsibility. Leave it to the man upstairs, our great father. Great turnaround. And that is why I know that by this time tomorrow, your story will change in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of 2 Kings 7:18, I want you to read. 2 Kings 7:18. The man of God told the king, but so many people that were there, they couldn't believe it. Because the city was 2 Kings 7:18, quickly. The man of God told the king, he said, by this time tomorrow, things will turn around. Bread will be selling for a penny. Who is there? If you are there, I want you to read. 2 Kings 7:18. If you read the whole of that Bible chapter, the whole of that Bible verse, you will realize what was going on before the man of God came and made this prophecy. And it did happen? Yes. And that is why I know that by this time tomorrow, that things will turn around for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I am standing on this exalted altar. By this time tomorrow, I don't know how much you owe. In credit card debt, in student loan, in whatever, it will be wiped off in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By this time tomorrow, that dream job, that dream position, that dream title, get it in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you will get it in the mighty name of Jesus. It will come in the mail. It will come in phone calls. It will come in text messages. It will come in word of mouth. So shall it be in Jesus' name. And heaven has established it. Brethren, it takes only a few minutes. It doesn't take even hours. Few minutes, divine contact. Period. I remember our pastor's testimony when one woman that did not even know that she would be promoted that night. That night, we all had the testimony. Pastor said, I could not sleep. He said, I could not sleep throughout the night. I was working all night to make sure that this woman get to that position. Applying for visa, doing even form that she's supposed to fill, the pastor did it for her. That will be your story in the mighty name of Jesus. That divine contact that God has sent to you, they will not sleep in the mighty name of Jesus. I said they will not sleep in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your divine helper will locate you by force, by fire, in the mighty name of Jesus. That mercy, that grace that will establish you forever, that will turn your life around forever, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. And for the remaining part of this year, Gio pray one dangerous prayer. Two words. He said, because of your turnaround, that peradventure there are forces that will not answer from your case. He said, they will not see next year. Amen. It doesn't matter who. If they will not answer, if they will keep troubling you, if they think they can stop you, say they will not see the hand of this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, when things turn around for Sarah, I have only 5 more minutes. Sarah became fruitful. As for David, the shepherd boy, Daddy Gio said, his family, his brethren will not even present him. They will not even show him that he's part of the family, he's part of the children. And guess what? They said, the man of God said, we are not going to sit until you bring that boy here. Because they say, oh, there is one ragged boy in the village, he's somewhere. The man of God said, we are not going to sit, each and every one of us, we will stand on our feet until this boy is brought here. That will be your story in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of the great turnaround. As for Esther, unknowingly, she became crowned as the king. And this is why I know that very soon, some of you will become queen in the mighty name of Jesus. When I say queen, when I say king, that doesn't mean that you are going to put a crown. But God is going to put a permanent crown on your head in the name of Jesus. Wherever you go, men will see you as a ruler. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As you step out of this sanctuary today, you will sing a new song. I say you will sing a new song in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us rise. Joseph woke up one day. Just like you wake up this morning. And I woke up this morning. And unknown to Joseph, that was the day that he will be crowned a prime minister. I don't know how you wake up this morning. But I know one thing for sure, that henceforth, from today, you will continue to rule in your kingdom in the mighty name. If your amen can be loud enough, before this time tomorrow, receive the surprise of your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everything and anything that will not let you rest from today, they are laid to rest in the name of Jesus. Every broken pieces of your life, it doesn't matter, in your marriage, in your career, in your business, in your finances, they will be put together in the mighty name of Jesus. That miracle, that testimony that will confuse your enemy, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Joshua was a high priest. He was a pastor. He can fast 100 days, 355 days, non-stop. He can pray. But the Bible recorded that there was a garment of reproach in his life. I prophesied this morning. Anything called reproach, anything called shame, they will disappear in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lastly, one of Jacob's children was celebrating his birthday. And all other children, his other siblings, they gathered together under the same roof, in the same house. And guess what? The house collapsed and they died. None of them escaped. In one day, all his children, they died. I pray for you this morning. That thing that will happen in your life, that will make you to tell the story that, oh, I used to have children. I used to have three children. I used to have one children. It will not happen in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever thing that will happen in your life, that will make you to start telling story. Oh, I used to have house in Norwalk. I used to have house in New Jersey. I used to have this car. I used to have this. It will not happen in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.